"Aren't you sick of being alone?" she demanded. "What do you mean?" "You are always shutting everyone out. You need friends, Scott. People who care about you. Love you."
"I don't have time for any of that. I need to find Mitchell."
"For what?"
"He has to die for what he did, Becky. Can't you see that?"
"Not really. I mean, I believe he should be punished, but I don't see that as your job. You did your best to bring him to justice. What happens to him next is between him and his God." He stared at her in disbelief before turning away.
"Go back to camp, Becky. You're a girl. You'd never understand."
She pulled him around to face her, anger flowing over.
"Don't you dare talk to me like that. We feel just as much as you do. So I haven't lost my family, and I know I am very lucky. But if I did, I would want to kill the person who murdered them." "Then you know why I have to find Mitchell."
"No, I don't. You are throwing away a whole future on a man who doesn't deserve it. How will killing him make you feel? Better? Is it going to bring back your wife or children?"
When he stayed silent, she screamed at him.
"No, it isn't." She started thumping his chest with her fists. "It will destroy you. Us. Our future. Why can't you see that?"
He stood still as she took out her frustration on him. Finally, she stilled. She looked up into his face. His eyes were full of pain and betrayal.
"Scott, I love you. I love you more than I have ever loved anyone. I would go anywhere with you. So long as we are together."
She reached up on her tippy toes and brushed her lips across his.